The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, we have one out of three. Be a pretty good batting average in baseball, but welcome into the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser. We'll be back soon. And I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening on this Super Bowl Sunday. Dr. Mike will join us in about 15 minutes. He's traveling, so he'll be joining us after the first break. Let's set up the hour at 34 past the hour. This is a timely segment today because Friday, this past Friday, was National Wear Red Day for the American Heart Association to draw attention to the fact that every year heart disease claims the lives of around a half million women. Women's Heart Health Day serves the same purpose. Our guest at 34 past the hour, Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. She's the director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. She's also the author of Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. She's a national spokesperson for the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign. And again, at Lenox Hill, she's lectured nationally on topics of coronary artery disease, women and heart disease, natural and alternative ways of treating heart disease, and prevention of heart disease. It has been said that the percentage of women at high risk for a heart attack who take a daily low-dose aspirin is 45%. Now you're thinking probably, well, that's, you know, it's almost five out of 10, 50-50. The percentage of high-risk men who pop a daily low-dose aspirin is 60%. So we'll talk women's heart health. Typically, you know, you think of, you know, heart health, heart problems with men. You know, how do you die? An heart attack. You don't think much about women getting them, but they do get them. So we'll talk about how to prevent them coming up. And we'll talk to Dr. Mike shortly about what's going on for the Real Edge Tip of the Week for this hour. This is an hour number one. Some of the top medical stories of the week we'll talk about this week. A panel is pushing a vaccine for pregnant women. Doctors' heavy caseloads are putting patients at risk. They studied that. How about five ways to stay healthy when fasting? That's not the case this weekend. This is Super Bowl weekend. More on that in a minute. Precautions urged for drivers with diabetes. That's an interesting story. The surprising foods that make people sick. Some myths about weight loss. A lot of them out there. We'll have more on that. Low vaccination rates for U.S. adults are raising disease risk. And our top medical story of the week has to do with prostate cancer and prostate cancer treatments. So we'll get into those as we go through the hour. If you're listening in real time to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, this is Super Bowl weekend. San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens. And this is a super eating weekend, which I think is a category in itself. People eat more food on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year, except anyone? Anyone? You're right, Thanksgiving. Of course, the only difference is on Thanksgiving, there's usually a better game on. That's the difference. So, more than one in eight of us order takeout for the Super Bowl. While most of us order pizza, about half order chicken wings, and a small percentage get sandwiches. Also, football fans will consume more than, listen to this, 11 million pounds of potato chips, which is second only to Thanksgiving Day, on which Americans consume the most foods. We will eat 40. You know, Super Bowl weekend is the perfect example, in more ways than one, of not only, you know, the amount of food we consume, but excess. Everything is in excess. The pregame show, now the game time, the game on Sunday is 6:30 Eastern time. The pregame starts at 11. 11 in the morning. 7.5 hours before the game. So this is a perfect example of the American way of life in excess. Just a quick rundown. We'll eat 42 million pounds of snack food and other junk food tomorrow or Sunday. 11 million pounds of potato chips, 12 million pounds of avocados, 8 million pounds of tortilla chips, 4 million pounds of pretzels, 4 million pounds of popcorn, 3 million pounds of mixed nuts, and only one 12-pound cheese wheel. Actually, I'm kidding about that. Basically, it's more than double our average daily snack food consumption. We will spend over $50 million buying all of this stuff, too. So pass the checkbook and the Maalox. You know, the scary part about this is, and Dr. Mike's here, we will probably eat more food as a nation on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, than people in the Sudan do all year. That's amazing. Welcome to the world of American excess. Dr. Mike is here. Hello, Dr. Mike.
How are you, Joe?
You're traveling.
The good thing about what you said was the avocados.
The avocados, probably the only healthy thing I mentioned, right?
It was. And I understand that we will eat, and you may have said this, but it bears repeating, 1.2 billion chicken wings tomorrow.
Right. One and a quarter billion.
That means there's four for every person in the United States. And since Nancy and I won't have any, that means someone's eating more than four. And I imagine that's true. I imagine that the average of the people who eat chicken wings is probably 8 or 10. They're the most addictive substance. They're just saturated fat, sugar, and sugar and flour, if you will, that is simple carbohydrates, they are the worst food you can possibly eat. And when you look at that scale of food, Cinnabon and a Bloomin' Onion are right up there, but chicken wings are the worst.
There's a rumor about avocados that I want to straighten out, Mike. And then after the break, maybe we can talk about how not to pig out during Super Bowl Sunday. But the claim is that two-thirds of all avocados sold in the country are bought within 3 weeks of Super Bowl Sunday, which is false because Super Bowl Sunday accounts for about 5% of annual avocado sales, not the much larger figure that claimed. But it's bigger than Cinco de Mayo, and 50 million pounds of avocados will be consumed this year. So that's enough to cover the field from end zone to end zone with a coating of guacamole 12 feet deep. But it's all pretty much hype from the avocado people, a 4% increase for the year. But probably consumers, we consume, what would you, in terms of, we always just talk about Thanksgiving consumption of calories. I would imagine Super Bowl Sunday's calorie consumption is pretty impressive as well.
I'll bet it is from what you've said and what I've heard. And the good news about Thanksgiving is much of it is healthy. The bad news about Super Bowl Sunday is there isn't much that is healthy other than the avocados. But I'm going to give you a recipe when we come back, Joe, that anyone can make. You've got to go out and get the stuff today, but it's healthy.
On Super Bowl Sunday, pizza delivery drivers can expect $2 tips to sometimes as much as $20 tips. And pizza delivery drivers will log about 4 million miles on Super Bowl Sunday. So, and Domino's sells more pizzas on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year. All right, coming up after the break, that interesting recipe from Dr. Mike and Dr. Mike's tips for how not to pig out during the Super Bowl. At the Super Bowl party coming up on Sunday. 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens. Super Bowl Sunday. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Stay with us and don't go away.
Great. Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, insures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.